News release. Niagara Health. Niagara Health's COVID-19 Assessment Center and COVID, cold and flu care clinics will permanently close on Friday, March 31. COVID-19 testing will be available at select pharmacies across the region, and the prescription drug Paxlovid will continue to be available through family physicians and at select pharmacies across the region. Remdesivir infusion therapy, which aids in treating COVID-19, will be available in the community. Niagara Health's first assessment center opened on March 17, 2020, at our Niagara Falls site and has since administered more than 327,000 swabs. The centers served as the primary screening and testing locations for COVID-19 in the region. The Niagara Falls Center is the final of the three to close. Closing these operations will help our health human resources efforts by allowing teams to return to their regular work or to NH priorities and help address staffing pressures and support for those providing frontline care. Working with our partners, we also opened an additional temporary location in Niagara Falls to test hospitality and tourism sector workers, says Zoe Ismail, Director of Interprofessional Practice, Research and Education. Director lead at COVID-19 Assessment Center and COVID, Cold and Flu Care Clinic. Community healthcare professionals, including family physicians, stepped up to work at these centers, in addition to a number of redeployed hospital staff and physicians. Niagara Health, along with partnering members of the Niagara Ontario Health Team Equipe Santé Ontario Niagara operated five clinics to test, assess and provide treatment for people with COVID-19 and other cold and flu-like illnesses. Since opening in 2022, the clinics and Niagara Health's Clinical Assessment Center have had more than 1,900 visits. After March 31, if a person has symptoms of a respiratory illness, they are encouraged to call their primary care provider if they have one as the first option for guidance and care. If someone develops severe symptoms, they are urged to go to their nearest emergency department or call 911. We are incredibly grateful to our staff, physicians and partners, both on the front lines and behind the scenes, who helped make the ACs and CCFCCs possible throughout our fight against COVID-19, says Ismail.